Today we'll be doing Siv Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Imrotzel mashmish b'fiat tabas b'tzroro b'kesam l'ftoach nekavav yemashmish kodem sheyeshev v'lo yemashmish achar sheyeshev mesha kasha l'chshatim." So the Shulchan Aruch quotes what seems to be a relatively arcane and perhaps one would even call this outdated in a sense, this concern, this halacha, but we're going to learn anyway. It's important to understand where this is coming from. This is based on a Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that if a person wants to touch their rectum, the area behind their body, either by using some kind of a rock or some kind of a chip of wood, because they want to open up their bowels. Let's say a person has constipation and they want to basically put something there in order to open up their bowels, in order to enable them to go to the bathroom. It's essentially acting as a form of a laxative. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to do that. You have to put that item by the rectum before you sit down to use the bathroom, and not after you've already sat, because if you do it after you've already sat, it's kasha l'kshathim, which basically means that it can lead, or people can get the mistaken impression that it's going to lead to sorcery, to witchcraft. And so the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hey explains, l'mashmish im eno yachol lipanos. Again, we're talking about a person who's constipated, a person who cannot go to the bathroom. So yilech arba'amos v'yeshev yamur v'yeshev ad sheyipaneh, o yasiach daitun midvar machirim v'lo yipaneh ba'amida. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us there are different solutions to solving constipation, other than just using a laxative or putting something by your rectum. The Mishnah Berurah says you can walk four amos and then sit and then get up and walk and keep getting up and sitting, just by moving around a lot, that will move your bowels. Or alternatively, the Mishnah Berurah says you could take your mind off of it, don't think about it, and then hopefully eventually it will come. And then the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not allowed to defecate while standing. You have to be sitting down while you defecate. Now, why exactly this is kasha l'kshaf, and why exactly this is something which can lead to sorcery, to witchcraft? Again, it's not so clear from the Gemara. The Gemara lists a number of things that have been actions that a person can do that are quote unquote kasha l'kshafim. Again, we don't necessarily understand how that practically plays out today, but that is how the Gemara understood this concern of being careful about wiping with your rectum, and therefore that could potentially be kasha l'kshafim. Again, if you want to argue that kasha l'kshafim maybe is not a concern today, so maybe one could argue this not necessarily this halacha may not necessarily apply. But again, you would have to take the other factors into account. Meaning, if a person really was constipated, so there are other methods that the Mishnah Berurah already suggested, like we mentioned before, to help potentially cure that the problem of constipation. So we'll stop here for now, and tomorrow we'll pick up with Sif Dalet.